All right, we shall call the beginning of the budget season to order. Welcome to Budget and Finance Committee. It's that ominous enough.
Thank you.
All right, we have, we committee members have in front of us a nice list of all the budgets we will pass tonight. And just so I'll kind of lay out how this will go. Usually we make a, you'll make a motion to, we can play on the wording of our motion, but basically make a motion to, I don't know, Counselor, what would be the best motion to make on what we're doing here tonight? Approve the budget, add the budget to the budget? What's the wording we need to?
I think typically in the past, we've just done a motion to, approve the budget. That's right, second, and. Specifically by the funding department, so yeah. If you have the animal shelter, it'll have the fund, it'll have the department. And so you'll say, approve, whatever, fund 1001, department 0412.
So we make a motion to approve, a second, then we will discuss that budget. We can ask any questions to whoever's presenting it and go from there. Do you have a comment or input?
No, I was making sure the microphone is loud, and I just advise you, I did brief Justice Moss on how to make those motions.
Oh, perfect. Fantastic. Our designated motioner, is that your job tonight? Good. I'll take this jacket off. All right, and just also in front of y'all, I think just the sheet after this top sheet is your 2024 projections. These are just for the funds that we are dealing with tonight. Over on the far right-hand side of the sheet, in either green or red. So that number is the difference between the budget request and the available to appropriate. Does that make sense? Not okay, yes, perfect. All right, any questions before Justice Moss makes his first motion? We're nice and compact here. We are very good. All right, Justice Moss.
Mr. Chair, make the motion we approve Fund 3406 American Rescue Plan. Department 0100 ARP admin.
We have a second?
Second.
All right. Committee members, do y'all have any questions on this? Do y'all know what this is? This is basically a portion. It says right there, one half of a portion of Mr. Anderson's salary as the ARP administrator. We approved this. I think at the beginning of last year, one of the very first things we did. Mm-hmm. Or this year, I mean.
This year, yes.
Yes. And what's the plan to fund this? How much, until the end of 2026? Was that the plan?
That is correct.
Okay.
And this will, the ARP budgets you see tonight, besides this one, and the next one, what I've done is I've taken the total appropriations, subtracted what's been spent, and that's what I'm asking for to be appropriated for next year. If anything is spent between now and the end of the year, we can make adjustments at the first of the year to make sure not over-appropriate what the original appropriation was.
Does that make sense to y'all? Mm-hmm. Mr. Anderson, I want to ask you a question. So you mentioned besides the next one, which is county jail, that the rest of these are basically not necessarily capital projects, but we chose as a court to give a lump sum to, you know, any of these.
That's
and
correct.
You're just appropriating the difference between what we appropriate and what has not been spent yet as of this year.
That's accurate.
Mr. Counselor, I have a question. Would it be out of line if the committee chose to do so to batch those ordinances, those budgets for approval?
You can absolutely batch those.
We can batch those. Okay. That sounds good. That's what I need to know. Any more questions or discussion on 3046.0100? Okay. All right. And Mr. Anderson, just a one question. Since this is our first one we're taking up, the difference between the 37.9 number and the appropriation for 2024, is that the 6% COLA that we talked about at our last meeting?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, that sounds good. So just so y'all can see what that looks like in action. All right. All in favor of approving 3046.0100, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, great.
Good. Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. We approve Fund 3406, American Rescue Plan Fund Department 0418, County Jail.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Let's see. This, I believe, and you can see it's under other professional services. Who we have here from the Sheriff's Office? I don't remember what this is. Is this the this is the mental health?
This is the mental health contract for the jail inmates.
Okay. Can I ask what is the difference, just to inform me? Okay. And I see the very last one on the list is criminal justice counseling. So this is the big mental health contract.
This is for the inmates. And the other fund, which is
the law enforcement.
That's for employees.
And this is the counseling for employees?
Yes.
The 70-20?
Two different companies.
Or 70-20. Okay. That sounds good. That's what I wanted to make sure. And this is a contract with a third-party company. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Anderson, do you have a list, and it may be in your normal reports that we see, of where we are, is that it right there, with what's appropriated, what we've all appropriated and planned for out of the ARP fund?
Yes. Of the restricted funds, we've appropriated all but $746,000.
All but $746,000.
That's correct.
Okay. So of that 746, and I talked with you about this yesterday, but I don't remember all the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I did is I looked at to see what the ARP administrator position needed to carry that position through the end of 26, which is when the ARP program right now is supposed to end, and that's at 200,000. And then we talked about the jail. We're going to use 300,000 for the HVAC. We feel like we can use that restricted money for that.
Okay, so that puts us at about $246,000 left over in the unrestricted ARP fund.
That's right.
Okay, and then this 180, is this taken in consideration of that, or would this 180 be subtracted from that 246?
You would need to subtract that.
Okay. I'll have to sit here and let me do some quick math.
I think there'll be 66 left over.
There we go. Do you anticipate what kind of cushion do we need in that fund for anything, or do we need a cushion for anything, or can you explain your thoughts around having 66,000 of unappropriated in the ARP?
I think 66 may be a little bit thin, simply for a contingency basis. We don't know exactly what may come up that we haven't anticipated. And this time next year, we will have to appropriate all of it. So this gives us a little buffer between now and this time next year if something comes up we need to address.
What's a contingency amount that you would feel comfortable with?
I think around 150 would be reasonable.
So then that would mean to have a contingency that you're comfortable with, and like you said, we do have to appropriate, if we had the 150 as a contingency, we would have to appropriate that into something by the end of 2024.
That's correct.
Because of the rules around the ARP fund. So if the committee wanted to, like I said, right now we have $66,000 in contingency, and if we wanted to ensure we had $150,000 in contingency, we'd have to come up with whatever that difference is, about $90,000.
That's true.
It sounds like we'd have to come out of that either. Well, I guess we have really three options, however we want to consider them. Come out of the jail HVAC, come out of this budget, or come out of the salary for this position, for the position that we approved in future years.
I think that's correct.
Those are the three options. If we wanted to create that, if we wanted to have that $150,000 contingency that Mr. Anderson deemed he feels comfortable with. If, and Ms. Woolley may have to get involved in this conversation, if that $90,000 was taken out of this jail counseling portion, then that basically the rest of that $90,000 would have to be made up somewhere else in another budget. I have not seen the projection sheet with the criminal justice sales tax numbers punched in, but you say we're about spent at a criminal justice sales tax.
We have for several years now over budgeted off of what we revenue, and when we switched the cops grant over there last year, it put even more of a burden against that. And so it's my recommendation that we do not do that. One reason that I budgeted the way I did this year for the criminal justice sales tax, first off, it's off of my own proposed available revenue, because we haven't received those numbers. So I don't know how much it's available to appropriate right now. But I tried to make sure that I safeguarded enough money to support COLAs for our employees. So I believe we have enough to meet with what we turned in. But I don't know until we look at that budget with you all.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Scott sent us some updated projections, if I'm correct, Sarah. All other funds, you had those? Okay.
I'm just pulling it up here. So it looks like Scott's projection was net projected revenue six and a half million, available to appropriate $8.3 million was his projection. So I don't necessarily, I don't have your budget requested from me either.
And we have three departments out of that budget.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to give me time to do
that. No, that's all good. But the point of saying that is, if this $90,000 is not coming out of criminal justice sales tax, then really the only other place it can come out of is, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, is the county general budget. Now, this $180,000 will not be funded out of ARP next year. Because we don't have the money this year, we're definitely not going to have the money next year. So that burden is going to lie on the sheriff's office, whether it's in criminal justice sales tax or in one of their county general budgets next year, 100%, if they choose to keep the contract. That's another thing as well. They can drop the contract if they want to.
Is that a mandated contract? Is that mandated at all?
No, ma'am.
When is the end date of that contract?
So it's an annual contract, and we actually just received our renewal letter, I believe, beginning of October, and sent it over to the judge's office after the sheriff approved it, and the county judge signed it and had it filed, I think, mid-October.
So October next year?
No, it's an annual. It's January to the thing. It's January to December. It runs fiscal year.
Ms. Lloyd, would you mind giving us an example of, it says mental health services, so like what's an example of that? Individual counseling, group classes, what are we talking
about? I'm going to let Chief answer that because he actually has that information.
So back the middle of this year, I checked with Turnkey to kind of see, you know, where we were at. On average, between Unit 1 and Unit 2, they're seeing 25 inmates for mental health. Spending between 3.5, 4 hours per inmate.
Majority of these inmates have serious and complex mental health conditions who require mental health services, medication, coping resources, and frequent contacts with providers to manage their conditions and efforts to prevent deterioration of their mental health, complications, and hospitalization while they're incarcerated in our facility. So but they're seeing about 25, probably I would say maybe a little more now based on the numbers that we've seen in our facility. But around April, May, June, it was 25 a week that they were providing service to.
What did y'all do before you had this contract in place? Because this is something kind of new to COVID, wasn't it?
Prior to the contract, under the old doctor that we had, our only resource was counseling associates. So if we brought someone in and that exhibited signs of needing some kind of resource, we would have them screened by counseling associates. But that was our only avenue at that time, prior to Turkey.
How did we pay for that in the past?
The jail contract, or the
counseling associates. If I remember correctly, it was, thank you, sorry, I talk loud so I just don't over grab it. If I recall, counseling associates is associated with counties through state contract, like they're state affiliated. So they just offered that screening process to our department. We didn't pay an additional cost for that. But what our contract covers now are actual mental health services. They come on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. So that way they're getting actual treatment while they're in our facilities, because our inmates, they're not just here for, you know, 1 week and then leave. They're here for quite some time sometimes. And so that way they get the care they need while they're incarcerated. And it's not just a screening alone.
So it was just a screening with counseling associates?
For the most part, yes. Treatment. Yes. The jail doctor did support their medication refills and things like that, but he was not a licensed psychiatrist or anything like that.
As far as comments go, I don't know if we're to that point, but the 66,000 left makes me really nervous. I don't know how you guys feel, but I'd love to fund everything, but that pad and the checking account makes me grit my teeth a little bit.
And I don't mind asking Mr. Anderson, can you talk about maybe some of the contingencies that you may be worried about? The difference between being good with 66 and being good with 150, some of the, which I know, tell me some of the unanticipated expenses we might have. You know, that's an impossible question.
Well, we could find that there's more than $300,000 that we could spend on the HVAC system once we start designing the jail, for example.
Okay.
And as you know, we can't use the restricted money for jail construction except for something that would prevent the spread of COVID again. So that would, the HVAC would be one of the major ones. It could go quite a bit more than 300 potentially. That's the biggest one I've seen.
I'm just thinking out loud again. The other kind of fund we had similar to this was our CARES fund. What does it look like? Do you know the story on that?
I think there's 750,000 about left in it.
I feel like that was part of the jail conversation, but I don't remember how big of a part it was.
I think it was 750.
So we just dumped all the CARES into the new jail build.
Well, that's the plan.
Yeah. We didn't vote on that, but that was in the package.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So I think we go back to Mrs. Coates' question to the committee, which was their feeling on that.
They're just discussing.
Thoughts and opinions? Any from our justices out in the... Ms. Grady, I think we have Ms. Grady and Sam with us tonight, Mr. Strain. Mr. Anderson, just as you're sitting down again, can I ask you another question? Sorry. You've been looking at these budgets as they've been coming in and as the projections sit and everything. How does it look to push the 90,000 over into County General? Do you have any thoughts into what that looks like, because we just don't have the data in front of us right now to push the 90,000, I think, into county general and know whether that was a good or a bad decision.
I haven't looked at, with Scott's new projections and the total of all the requests for county general yet. Mm-hmm. I should have, which is going to be a potential impact, the health care numbers by tomorrow.
Yeah.
So once I get those, I can we have Sarah plug them in, and then I'll know exactly what the ask is versus the available in county general. Until then, I'd be afraid to say.
Okay. Well, I can't tell the committee this. We do not have to make a decision on this budget tonight. We can table this until we have more information on all ends of the spectrum to be able to make a better decision on this point.
I make a motion to table this until our next meeting.
Second.
Any discussion on the tabling of 3046.0418?
May I
request
something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. If it's possible, can it be tabled until our budget night? So that way we can discuss it as a whole.
Yeah, because you asked to table it until
until our
next meeting.
I'd be fine with that. So table it until...
I believe it's November 16th.
November 16th.
Sheriff's night.
Yes.
Did we get a second? Okay. I just
Jake. Yeah. Any more discussion on this? All in favor of the motion to table? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Anderson and Ms. Woolley, for your participation in that conversation. The next group of these, and I think it can go all the way down to 0720, can be batched if the committee so chooses. Like Mr. Anderson said, it's just taking the original appropriation, the difference between what they haven't spent yet, and pushing that forward. It may be possible that there are instances this year where some of these projects are completed and possibly not all the money is spent. Is that correct, Mr. Anderson?
That is correct, yes.
So we would have a little bit of extra money there, but we just don't know what that is at the time. And then I assume at some point next year, before it comes down to crunch time, we'll know what that extra money is and can figure out what it needs to go towards to make sure we're fully appropriating our American Rescue Plan funds as per federal law. So it's the committee's pleasure.
Yeah, I'd make the motion that we do that. We batch those with the from 3046.0419 down to 0720.
We have a second?
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Does anyone have any discussion on any of these ordinances? We'll just discuss them right now.
Chairman, how long would we be tabling these for?
This is a motion to pass all of these tonight.
I thought you said, I'm sorry, what did I say? Batch.
Yeah, we're batching all these just to pass them all at one time because in theory, a lot of these probably don't need a lot of discussion because they've already been discussed. They've already been hashed out. It's just really rolling forward the money into next year.
I don't see anybody from the coroner's office, but I couldn't remember what their machinery and equipment was. Was that the Cougar? The radios.
And that one's been completed.
Okay.
It's
actually I just couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's about four of these. I just went through briefly. And I think there's about four of these projects that are just being zeroed out because all the money's been spent in the project.
And that's because the reason I'm doing it is legislative audit asked us to do that. Why, I don't know, but that'll carry forward for a year.
Yeah. Any justices out in the crowd, y'all have any questions or comments on these budgets? Everyone looks like they're looking diligently at their stuff, so I'm going to just pause and let y'all continue to look diligently at your papers. I don't know if a majority of y'all were on the court when we appropriated a lot of these initially. I think we can do a rundown of these if y'all like, if that would help anything. I don't know if I can give you complete answers on all these.
Yeah, good. A lot of it's in our report.
Yes, correct.
What it is.
Yes, the report that Mr. Anderson gives us monthly at our meetings. More discussion. Good, Justin. All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Hey, congratulations. All right. Justice Moss.
Mr. Chair, make a motion that we approve fund 3008 County Library Department 0600 County Library.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Mr. McGraw, do you want to give us a rundown here on what you got?
Pretty much the same as 2023. My main change is in part-time salaries. We are, increased that by $25,000 for the part-time salaries because we're looking to open up a location in Guy, Arkansas, staffing with two part-time staff members. The rest would simply be more summer help. We had roughly an increase of 8,000 people each month this summer, which was not super sustainable from the staffing levels we have, so we'd like to put some more summer temp help, and I'm also looking at least one maternity leave, and the best way to address maternity leaves currently is with a part-time temporary staffer as well. Beyond that, a little more money in plumbing and electrical, which I hope I don't need to use, but I have a 30-year-old building, and plumbing costs have gone insane this year. We are also renovating two program rooms that wasn't really planned for when we started doing it this last year, so I didn't exactly have budget money for things like small equipment and furnishings and things like that last year, so we've kind of nickel and dimed renovations on those two program rooms. We're hoping to complete that this year. Also, another factor of a 30-year-old building, I have 30-year-old carpet, and we're looking at beginning some piecemeal replacement of 30-year-old carpet in the library as well.
What was your, I've asked you this question before, the very last line item here, capital outlay, construction in progress.
Yes, so we run a substantial carryover. We have a lot of money banked back, and that money cannot be used for construction unless it is matching funds from carryover. I have roughly $198,000. Actually, more than that, but roughly 90% of a discretionary fund is about $198,000, and we're trying to build a new library in Mount Vernon. The city of Mount Vernon currently owns the building the library is in. It's about 1,200 square feet. It's an old church, about 100 years old. It's got bad floors, bad wiring, bad doors, bad heat, bad water. It needs to be replaced immediately. I'm just trying to work with an architect to get something I can afford to build. Costs, as you know, kind of exploded in the last couple of years for construction, so we're still negotiating a building we can afford. So half of Mount Vernon is in my discretionary fund. Half of it is here before you in the 4,000s.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
The library is funded a little bit differently not all of your money comes from this budget. Is that correct? Can you explain that to me?
I have a sequestered single mill, which brings in a good amount of money. That's the majority of all the library funding. We do receive the region, we're a two-county region within Dren County. The two-county region receives state aid, which provides for largely intangible things. The software we check out books with, the catalog that we look up books with, downloadable books, which are becoming more and more our bread and butter. We have limited shelf space, so our physical collection has hovered at roughly 200,000 items for years now. But our online collection is now roughly 1.5 million titles. That's movies, TV shows, books, audio, magazines, everything you could need to borrow from a physical library but cannot get to the library because you're in the deer stand or you're on a cruise or traveling across country or whatever you need to do. So the region pays for intangible things like that. And then there's the discretionary fund I mentioned earlier, and that's simply overdue fines, faxes, 10 cents a page to print off documents to the library, things like that. That's maybe $30,000. 90% of it's revenue. Right.
Mr. McGraw, one thing that I'm looking at, and it's just what I always look at with all the budgets, is our 2024 net projected revenue versus our budget request. Now, you're available to appropriate $3 million.
Yes.
You have $3 million available to appropriate, and your budget request is roughly $200,000 less than that. But over the long run, I like to look at our net projected revenue versus your budget request. So you're running about a deficit of $700,000 there. Now, like you said, you've got money in the bank to cover it. The question is, you know, how many years can we cover that, and what adjustments do we need to make forward to get your budget request back in line with what you're revenuing. Does that make sense?
Yes. And the 4,000 section has been there for a couple of years now. We haven't spent really out of it up till now. It's just sitting there when we can get Mount Vernon moving. Also, there's I think $180,000 in building improvements. It's also budgeted out of carryover. It is not something I plan to spend on, but we have in the past few years replaced our chiller, we've replaced our boiler, we replaced the hot water pump, the cold water pump. It's there for emergencies if the roof starts leaking or something like that. It's not intended to be spent in case of an emergency.
Okay. So you're saying you budget extra stuff in there.
There's
in case
$400,000 of buffer in there.
There you go. That's the meat of it right there.
Yep.
All right. Come in if y'all have any questions, further questions or discussion for Mr. McGraw.
Oh, sir.
Any justices out in the crowd, y'all have any questions or anything for Mr. McGraw? Just because. All right. All in favor of the motion to pass 3008.0600, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Thank you, Mr. McGraw.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to approve Fund 3401 Museum from Department 0604 Museum.
Do you have a second?
Second.
There it is. All right, we've got a motion and a second for discussion of our museum. You want to tell us a story about the museum?
I can tell you lots of stories.
Or about your budget?
What would you like to hear?
Let me just look at it. Well, you don't have a lot of, you're going in the wrong direction here. You're cutting back instead of asking for more. What's going on here?
We have worked very diligently to stay within the parameters of our revenue.
Yeah. Yep. And y'all are paid, your revenue is from a voluntary tax.
That is correct.
And I think what I'm looking at is basically the same as exactly what you just said. You know, although we're our projected revenue, and I know this is, and Scott's good at having nice conservative projections, and they probably come in at or a little above this normally, but that the budget request is about $20,000 more than the projected revenue. But y'all look like you've cut quite a bit in your budget too. So the museum's going to run out of money eventually unless we encourage some more people to give, it sounds like, on their voluntary tax. Do you have any thoughts around that or any?
I would defer to my treasurer, Mr. Okay. David Grimes. He can answer pretty much all of the money questions.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Grimes.
That's it. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be on this side of the...
Absolutely.
Yes, we met with the county judge and Treasurer Sampson back in August, maybe September, to talk about this a little bit more. And we did get a list of some of the largest property tax payers who don't pay the voluntary. We got that from the collector's office, top 40 or 50. And we did send emails to all those, letters to all those, and tried to call a few local. A lot of them are out-of-state holding companies with some of these larger commercial properties, but regardless, we did try to contact them. We also posted it onto our social media and got a lot of good feedback on that. Now, whether the feedback on social media equates to actually paying, I guess we'll know. We got October numbers in, I think, just today. It was pretty good. It was actually better than we'd hoped. And maybe some next year, or next month in November, we'll see who pays in November. But leading into next year, we'll see how it is. But we'll continue those efforts, of course, to encourage that.
Yeah, awesome. Do y'all make any other additional revenue from like the events that you had this weekend or anything like that? Donations?
We do some. We take donations. We have some membership things, but yes, we solicit private money as well. It's kind of hit and miss, you know, but we do.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And I'm going to make an assumption, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, that those monies are not in this budget. Those revenues are not reflected here. They're going to be reflected in a separate account somewhere else.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. And y'all probably spend that on whatever you deem necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. Committee members, y'all have any questions about the museum budget? Any members?
I do.
Yeah.
Don't mind. So I just went through the museum just a little bit ago. The floors are rough.
We're glad you know.
The floors are rough.
The rats did quite a bit of damage.
They did some damage to the ceiling tiles, yeah.
So I don't see any of that in this budget to repair that. Is that money that will come out of your other account, your revenue?
Well,
or is that not in the plans to repair?
Well, very good question. Even before this drop in voluntary tax revenue, there was never enough there to do much more than just operations of the budget annually. However, about 2017, our commission came up with a plan to renovate the museum. We knew it was in dire need, inside and out. And so we were chugging along. We raised, between 2017 and 2020, we raised about $130,000 private money. We pretty much shored up the entire outside museum. Water was getting in from the roof, and it was coming from the bottom up because drainage wasn't good. So we worked with the county road crew and the physical plant crew, and they did a lot of in-kind services for us on the outside. Now water funnels away from the building instead of under it and in it. We replaced the flat roof with a slight pitch instead of patching it. So with a slight pitch, we'll hopefully run it off instead of having it puddle. So we've had no water damage since that's been done. So we shored the outside, shored up the windows, refreshed the paint, did some other things. So that side is perfect. Then, of course, 2020 COVID hit, so all the renovation stuff went on pause. However, in the past year, in visiting with the new county judge, we got Napolis Construction involved. They came in. We went to the inside. This is probably more than you want to hear, but we went to the inside. It's complex because it's a very old building with several additions over a period of 100-plus years. Some of the stuff is really, really, really old. Some of it's just kind of old. So we needed somebody. We couldn't just piecemeal together, hey, let's do this part, then this part, let's do the electric. And, you know, we needed somebody to Shepherd project for us. Well, we really couldn't afford to even do that. The county judge's suggestion, we got Napoleon Construction involved. They blessed us with a lot of pro bono work, bringing some of the people to give us specs, drawings, a plan on how to do it in phases. And so we have that plan. And so that is where we are. At some point, we do continue to plan to raise private money for that. We've kind of paused because this was a more immediate concern at this point. But yes, the inside, we have a plan of attack for that. It's a multi-year project, though. And it's not reflected here. It's a short answer to your question.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions by committee members? We thank y'all so much for what you do. The museum is a critical, I think it's critical that we have our Faulkner County Museum. Enjoy it, and I'm glad we have it.
Thank you.
Did you have any other comments?
I just wanted to clarify, the private donations that we receive are usually people who contribute $100 or $50 to a memorial, to a loved one or something. And so our total revenues from donations last year, now I'm not talking about when we're out fundraising trying to build, you know, the project, but the actual donations from just people who walk in off the street totaled about $2,500. So we can't actually rely on that for much more than just kind of, you know, helping out with exhibits and small projects. I just wanted to clarify that we're not sitting on, you know, $50,000.
That's a good number to know. Thank you so much. Yes. Yes. All right. Committee, all in favor of passage of 3401.0604, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by, Mary.
Y'all decide to need a cat, let me know.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve Fund 3413, Soil Conservation Department 0801, Soil Conservation.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Do we have anybody here from Soil Conservation? I think you said we. There we go. We do have someone here from Soil Conservation. You want to tell us? You mind coming to the microphone and telling us what you do a little bit?
What I do or what we do? I'm one of the board members for the Faulkner County Conservation District. We work with NRCS, which is the Natural Resource Conservation Services. We deal with farmers. Right now, we have a lot of people that are growing vegetables that have come in and getting hoop houses. So we have grants for that. We've worked with Pediatrics Plus. We got them a grant through the state to build a facility. In fact, our next board meeting, we're going to tour that. It is for handicapped children to work with animals, gardens, that kind of thing, to grow. So I know you didn't have any questions on the budget, but if I'm up here, I'd be glad to answer.
No, yeah.
If you do have them.
I just had a question about your machinery and equipment, your capital outlay line item.
Okay.
You got $33,000 requested there. Can you talk about what that looks like for y'all?
Yes. We have three no-till drills. They're about $30,000 each. And we rent those to the farmer. The farmers also have asked us to get a manure spreader for a nice word.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a nice word. But anyway, what they've asked is, this one the one we've priced is an Adams manure spreader. It has a walking floor in it, so it can distribute lime or any type of fertilizer that the farmers need to put out on their fields, but mainly for, there's a lot of chicken litter that the farmers use for fertilizer and distribute with this. So We took a poll from the Cattlemen's Association. We're a member of that. They all suggested that we get one. We would rent that for $100 a day, plus a deposit in case there's something damage that happens. That's where we are. We have a sprayer to spray the crops for weeds, that kind of thing that the farmers rent out. So nice. That's kind of a break-even deal over the time, you know. But for instance, we did about 2,000 acres with our no-till drills this year. So right now is the busy time of the year.
I want to say thank you for letting us talk about things like farmers and manure, things that I'm sure this quorum court talked about 150 years ago.
Yes. Farmers and manure go together, I guess. Yes, but thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Do you have any other questions on the soil conservation budget here? Sam, Jess, Grady, you're good?
Probably go visit it.
That's it. All right, all in favor of the motion for passing, approving 3413.08.1, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you so much for coming tonight. All right.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve Fund 3413, Department 0806, Extension Office.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. I don't even think we have to ask you what you do. I mean, I feel like y'all are here enough, and you tell us stories, and you,
I'm here a lot. But I like
feed us food and everything else. So
I kind of have a technical question. I'm not sure if this needs to come out of this fund, probably a Tom question, or if it needs to come out of the county general, because this one is the voluntary tax. Is that right? Right, so this probably needs to actually be on the other agenda, and that would be my fault. But I can talk to you about it now. I don't know if I can make that change. It's a technical question.
Probably need to take it up later.
Okay.
That's what you
want
to do.
But if we want to talk about it now, I'm happy to.
So are you saying, Tom, we need to table this budget? Or is she talking about something different?
I think what Mary Beth is saying, she's got two budgets, and I think she put this one
here.
Yeah. Should be in the other request. In that case,
we need to wait and take it up. It's hard for me to request more from a voluntary tax in front of you versus the other one. But I'm happy to discuss it unless it just makes more sense to discuss it.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest you take both up at the same time, just not
tonight. Absolutely. Okay. And I apologize. That's an oversight on my
No, it was my mistake for putting it on the wrong one.
Well, I really tried, except for the sheriff's office, for tonight, but I really tried to make it to where everyone only had to come in for one budget night instead of two, and I overlooked the fact that y'all have two budgets.
Not a problem.
So
we need a motion to table this until what's the date for the other? I believe it's the 9th.
Until they pop it in the schedule.
Okay, until we look
table.
At the motion to table.
All right, we've got a motion and a second to table this. Any discussion on the motion to table? No? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. All right, team. That completes our agenda for tonight. This was the easiest night of budget. So, it's all downhill from here. And we've even tabled two of them, so we can do all of them. I think we have a clear direction on the jail thing. I think we know our direction there is to be able to look at the data with County General to see if County General would support moving $90,000 over or not. And I think that's our only homework. So everything for the next meeting will be posted on the website, and our next meeting is scheduled for this coming Tuesday. Any questions from the committee? Anything? We're good. Thank you all so much, and this meeting's adjourned.